English, Oxford Shanghai Edition, Students Book 7A, by Ron Holt. Copyright, Shanghai Primary and Secondary Kindergarten Curriculum Reform Commission, Foreign Language Education Publishing Company, Shanghai Century Publishing Company Limited, and Oxford University Press, 2008. Published by Shanghai Educational Publishing House and Oxford University Press, China Limited. Module 1. Relationships. Unit 1. Relatives in Beijing. Page 2. Listening and Speaking. Planning a trip to Beijing. Listen and say.
Look, Ben, I've got a letter from Uncle Wei Ming. He lives in Beijing. He has invited us to stay with his family in August.
I haven't seen my cousins before.
Your uncle has sent us a photograph. These are your cousins, Simon and Lucy.
How old are they?
Simon is 12 and Lucy is 10.
Are we going to travel to Beijing by plane?
Perhaps, but plane tickets are very expensive.
Let's go by train. It's cheaper and more interesting.
That's a good idea. Let's talk to Mum and Kitty. I'm going to get some brochures from the travel agent.
Look, read, and answer. Kitty is asking Ben some questions about the photograph.
Here's a photograph from Uncle Wei Ming. We're going to visit his family soon.
Where does Uncle Wei Ming live? When are we going to visit him? What are the names of our cousins? How old are they?
Page 3. Say and act. At the travel agents. Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. We'd like to travel to Beijing by plane. How long does it take to travel from Garden City to Beijing by plane?
It takes about 2.5 hours.
How much does it cost?
1,500 yuan.
That's expensive.
Page 4. Listen and say. Picture 1.
When are we going to visit Beijing?
We're going to visit Beijing on the 16th of August.
How long are we going to stay there?
We're going to stay there for 2 weeks. We're going to come back at the end of August.
Picture 2.
How are we going to get there?
We're going to get there by plane.
Can we travel by train? It's cheaper.
The train is slower than the plane. It takes 15 hours to travel from Garden City to Beijing.
Page 5. Reading. Welcome to Beijing. Read. The Li family has arrived in Beijing. Simon and Lucy want to take Ben and Kitty to some interesting places.
Hi, Simon.
Hi, Lucy.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Kitty.
Nice to meet you.
We found some information about some interesting places.
Welcome to Beijing, the Summer Palace. It is in the northwest of Beijing. Tourists can see a lot of old buildings and temples at the palace. Kunming Lake is a beautiful lake inside the palace. Tourists can see swans swimming on the lake. Tiananmen Square. It is in the center of Beijing. It is a huge open area. It can hold more than 1 million people. Every morning, tourists can see soldiers raising the Chinese national flag in the square. The Great Wall. It is north of Beijing. It is a long wall with towers on it. People built it a long time ago with bricks and stones. Tourists can see beautiful mountains from the wall. The Palace Museum. It is in the centre of Beijing. It is a place with many ancient buildings. If tourists want to know the history of China, they can visit the museum.
Page 6. Look and read. The children are planning to visit different places of interest in Beijing. Simon, which place are we going to visit?
We're going to visit the Summer Palace on the 21st of August.
Where is it? It's in the northwest of Beijing.
What can we see at the Summer Palace?
We can see a lot of old buildings and temples.
We can see swans swimming on the lake.
Page 7. Writing. Lucy's holiday plan. Look and read. The Lee family has come back from Beijing. Kitty enjoyed the trip very much. She is writing a letter to her cousin Lucy.
7th of September. Dear Lucy, we are back in Garden City now. Ben and I had a wonderful time in Beijing. Thank you very much. I have got some photos for you. They're great. Here is a photo of Simon and Ben. They are standing on the Great Wall. Another is a photo of you and me. We are standing in front of an ancient building at the Palace Museum. We really enjoyed our holiday. Would you like to visit us in Garden City for the Spring Festival? Love, Kitty.
Page 8. Word box. Invite.
Expensive. Talk to.
Brochure.
Agent. Soon.
At the end of August. Swan.
Raise.
National.
Brick.
Stone.
Mountain.
Ancient.
History.
Interest.
Holiday.
Wonderful.
Another.
Unit 2. Our Animal Friends. Page 10. Listening and Speaking. Visiting the SPCA. Listen and act. Mr. Hu and the children are visiting the SPCA. Picture 1. Good morning, children. Welcome to the SPCA. I'm an SPCA officer. Do you know what the SPCA is?
It is the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
That's right. Picture 2. Someone left these puppies and their mother in the street. They had no food or water. They were hungry and thirsty. I found them and took them to the SPCA. Picture 3.
Look, children, the puppies are lovely. Would you like to keep one as your pet?
Which one do you like best?
I prefer the black one.
I prefer the yellow and brown one.
I prefer the white one.
Page 12. Reading. Animals are friends. Read. Every year, the SPCA saves many animals in Garden City. Sometimes people are unkind to their pets. They do not look after their pets and leave them in the street. SPCA officers save animals from danger and take them to the SPCA. The SPCA also helps animals find new homes. If people want a pet, they can go to the SPCA. However, they must promise to take care of their new pet. There are clinics for sick animals in the SPCA. The vets in the clinics take care of them. Page 14. Word box. Officer.
Society.
Prevention.
Cruelty.
Someone.
Puppy.
Thirsty.
Lovely.
As.
Prefer.
Care.
Take care of.
Booklet.
Special.
Chew.
Basket.
Blanket.
Unkind.
Clinic.
Vet.
Cave.
Guard.
Blind.
Safely.
Police.
Thief.
Missing.
Hunt.
Unit 3. Friends from other countries. Page 16. Reading. Foreigners in Garden City. Look and read. Garden City is a crowded city. Over 6 million people live in Garden City. Most of them are Chinese. Many people from other countries live in Garden City too. For example, there are more than 28,000 people from Canada in Garden City. There are also people from the USA, Australia, Japan, the UK, and India in Garden City. What do we call people from Canada? We call them Canadians. Page 17. Listening and speaking. Pen friends from different countries. Listen and say. Nowadays, we can visit countries near or far away from China. We can also read about them in magazines and newspapers. Which country have you visited or read about?
I've visited Japan. It's near China.
I've visited the UK. It's far away from China.
I've read about Canada. It's far away from China.
I've read about India. It's near China.
Page 18. Listen and say. Would you like to write to a pen friend in another country? What would you like to know about your pen friend?
I'd like to write to a girl. I'd like to know her age and interests.
I'd like to write to a boy. I'd like to know his favourite food.
I'd like to write to a boy. I'd like to know his favourite subjects at school.
Page 19. Writing. A letter to your pen friend. Read. Here's a list of pen friends from Pen Friends International. Who would you like to write a letter to?
I'd like to write a letter to Gary Brown. He's a boy from Canada.
Read Kitty's letter to her pen friend.
18th of September. Dear Gary, Pen Friends International sent your name to my school. I would like to be your pen friend. I am a girl from Garden City. I am Chinese. I am 12 years old. There are four people in my family. They are my mother, my father, my brother Ben, and me. We have a pet dog. His name is Sam. I go to Rose Garden School. I am in grade 7. My favourite subjects are maths and music. I like riding my bicycle, playing badminton, and watching TV. Here is a photo of my family. Please write soon and tell me about yourself. Yours, Kitty Lee.
Page 21. Word box. Foreigner.
Crowded.
Example.
For example.
Canada.
Canadian.
Australia.
Australian.
India.
Indian.
Britain.
British.
Japanese.
Pen friend.
Magazine. Sex.
Nationality.
International.
Yourself.
Male.
Toronto.
Junior. Module 2. My Neighbourhood. Unit 4. Jobs People Do. Page 27. Reading. People's Jobs. Read.
Mrs. Wong, Miss Tung, Susan and David live in the same block of flats as Ben and Kitty. They have different jobs. Mrs. Wong is a doctor. She works in a hospital. She makes sick people better. Miss Tung is an architect. She works for a construction company. She draws plans of buildings. Susan is a secretary. She works in an office. She types letters. David is a removal man. He works for a removal company. He moves people's furniture to their new flats.
Page 28. Listening and speaking. Jobs and uniforms. Look, listen and write. Who wears a uniform at work?
An ambulance worker.
What does an ambulance worker do?
An ambulance worker drives sick people quickly to the hospital.
Picture 1. This person wears the uniform at work. He or she keeps our city a safe place.
Picture 2. This person wears the uniform at work. He puts out fires and rescues people.
Picture 3. This person wears the uniform at work. She looks after sick people.
Picture 4. This person wears the uniform at work and makes sick people better.
Picture 5. This person wears the uniform at work and takes care of animals.
Picture 6. This person wears the uniform at work and delivers letters and parcels.
Picture 7. This person wears the uniform at work and drives an ambulance. Page 29. Say and act. Kitty and her neighbour, Susan, meet in the lift.
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Kitty. Are you going to school? Yes, I am. Are you going to work? Yes, I am. What's your job? I'm a secretary. Where do you work? I work in an office in the city centre. What do you do there? I answer the phone, I type letters, I go to meetings with my manager and take notes. I do many different things. Do you wear a uniform at work? No, I don't. Do you like your job? Yes, I do. It's very interesting and I enjoy working with all the people in my office.
Page 31. Reading. Different people and different jobs. Read. Ben's accident. Read the story. Add the names of the correct jobs. Put the pictures in the correct order. Picture 1. One day, when Ben was walking with Sam in the street, a motorcycle came towards Ben and knocked him down. The motorcycle caught fire. Both Ben and the motorcyclist were hurt. Sam ran away because he was afraid.
Picture 2. First, a policeman and a policewoman arrived at the scene of the accident. They called a fire engine and an ambulance.
Picture 3. Next, the policeman stopped the traffic to let the fire engine come quickly to the scene.
Picture 4. Then, two ambulance workers arrived and carried Ben and the motorcyclist into the ambulance. They drove quickly to the hospital.
Picture 5. Finally, Ben and the motorcyclist arrived at the hospital. A doctor and a nurse took care of them immediately. Ben had a broken arm, and the motorcyclist had a broken leg.
Picture 6. 2 days later, an SPCA officer found Sam and took him home. Ben was very happy.
Page 32. Read.
Every morning, Tom sees a lot of people on his way to school. He sees the street cleaners cleaning the streets. They start work early. They sweep the streets and collect rubbish. They also empty the rubbish bins. Mr. Ma has a bakery. He bakes bread and cakes. He opens his shop early. Tom sees people going to his shop to buy bread and cakes. Mrs. Liang sells newspapers. She starts work early too. Tom sees people buying newspapers from her. Tom sees Mrs. Hu selling flowers in her flower shop. She goes to the flower market early every morning to buy flowers for her shop.
Page 33. Word box. Block.
Architect.
Construction.
Company.
Type.
Removal.
Ambulance.
Rescue.
Deliver.
Parcel.
Neighbor.
Meeting.
Manager.
Take notes.
Accident.
Towards.
Knock down.
Catch fire.
Both. And.
Motorcyclist.
Hurt.
Run away.
Broken.
Arm.
Engine.
Fire engine.
Seen.
Carry.
Unit 5. Choosing a new flat. Page 35. Reading. Thinking about a removal. Read.
Look at your bedroom, Ben. It's very untidy. Please tidy up your things.
Sorry, Mum. My bedroom is too small for all my things. I need more shelves and wardrobes. I also need a table for my computer.
Ben's right, Mum. Ben and I are much bigger now. My bedroom is the smallest, and I need a bigger room for my things, too. Our flat has one living room, 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom and 1 kitchen. Your bedroom and Ben's bedroom are really small. Perhaps we need a bigger flat. Let's talk to Dad when he comes home.
Page 36. Look and learn. A balcony. An estate agency. Look and read. At home.
Hi. What's the matter?
This flat is too small for us now. We need a bigger flat.
I agree. All the rooms in this flat are very small. We'll look for a bigger flat. What kind of flat would you like?
I'd like a flat with 3 big bedrooms, a big kitchen, 2 bathrooms, and a balcony.
I'd like a bedroom with 1 big window.
I'd like a bedroom with 1 big window too.
Where would you like to live?
I'd like to live in the suburbs.
I'd like to live near an underground station.
I'd like to live far away from busy roads.
Okay, I'll go to the estate agency tomorrow.
At the estate agency.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a new flat.
What kind of flat would you like? Where would you like to live?
I'd like a flat with... I'd like to live...
There's a nice flat in Water Bay. It has 3 big bedrooms, 1 big kitchen, 2 bathrooms, and 1 balcony. It's near an underground station. It's in the suburbs. Page 37. Listening and speaking. On a removal day. Listen and say. The Lees have moved to their new flat in Water Bay. David, the removal man, and his helpers are putting the things in the new flat. Where do you want the round table, Mrs. Lee?
Put it near my bedroom, please.
Where do you want the sofa?
Put it near the big window, then put the plant next to it.
Where do you want the TV set?
Put it opposite the sofa, please.
Where do you want the rug?
Put it on the floor, between the TV set and the sofa, please.
Where do you want the small table?
Put it on the rug in front of the sofa, please. Then put the cupboard near the kitchen and the armchair near Kitty's room.
Page 40. Word box. Choose. Bedroom.
Untidy.
Tidy.
Tidy up.
Wardrobe.
Living room.
Bathroom.
Balcony.
Estate.
Agency.
Matter.
Suburb.
Helper.
Sofa.
Next to.
Set.
Opposite.
Rug.
Cupboard.
Armchair.
Sunshine.